This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Using my best virtual vocabulary here to work you into the excitement of the day. Monday, the 22nd of August. I'm Doug Steffen. You probably figured that out. Jay Kirshner is here with me. You probably can figure that out. We have a rather interesting difference in octaves in our voices, so it's very easy to tell when I'm speaking and when she's speaking.
Occasionally, you get us confused.
Yeah, of course we do.
There are times we sound identical.
We have nice news. We have good news. And then we have the rest of the news to talk about. Here's a family that was reunited by a message in a bottle written by their late son a long time ago. A pair of salvage divers found a message in a bottle that has brought back to life a departed son who died 30 years ago. Salvage trip on the Yazoo River in Mississippi brought a message from an eighth grader named Brian into the hands of Billy Mitchell and Brad Babb, a pair of shipyard workers in the Vicksburg shipyard. And because their job is pretty unique, Mitchell's always on the lookout for interesting things. And this green bottle shows up, and they looked inside. There was a note. And so apparently they stuck a couple of shish kebab sticks into the bottle to get the note out. They extracted the remains of this letter. As you can imagine, after 30 years, it's ripped up. But you can still read it. That was at least part of it anyway, right? Last name of the boy was Tal, D-A-H-L. That may have been, it's probably Dahl, from Oxford, Mississippi, 1989. And it reads, he was 11 at the time, right? 11-year-old?
Yeah, it was a school project.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So these are, there are a lot of, this is a big shipbuilding area, Vicksburg, and down further into, what's the name of that other town when they make the big warships? It's the, it begins with a P. I'll think of it in a minute. At any rate, so you get this bottle, and you find the family. And what they do, they post it on Facebook in order to get... This is a pretty interesting, shows the power of Facebook in a way, right?
Yeah, just the distance between the family in Mississippi to where the bottle was found in Oxford, and it's just the fact that they were able to get it back to them. And they have this piece of their son who passed away.
Had cancer,
decades
right?
ago.
Yeah. Yeah. He was 11 years old. Anyway, here it is. The family and his teacher, who's now 82, explained that the message, which was found up the river 200 miles, it floated 200 miles over the years, entered a canal in a different current. But this was a class project of this 82-year-old teacher. And then the parents got a hold. It just, I don't know, it's just kind of a neat thing.
Yeah, I hope that a lot of schools are still doing this, where you're doing the message in a bottle, or you're burying the time capsule for eventually and hopefully somebody else will find it.
Speaking of time capsules, some more exciting news from space this weekend. The James Webb Space Telescope discovering, I got excited about this last week, but we never got to talk about it on the air, something else that had been unknown. Every day it seems to be coming in with unknown parts of our universe, capturing these in a picture and putting them in a whole new light. Some of the discoveries have been exoplanetary systems. Every night now when I go outside and look in the sky, and all of the light that's up there, it has a whole different context. And I was thinking, I was taking Daisy for her nightly walk the other night. I was thinking about what my mother said to me first time we went to Dennis, the beach in Dennis, when I was, I don't know, 4 or 5 years old. Dennis on Cape Cod. I was looking at the sand and I picked up a handful. Isn't this amazing? I remember this like it was yesterday. I picked up a handful of sand, and I tried to count. I was just beginning to learn how to count. I maybe 5 years old. And I couldn't count the sand because it kept falling through my fingers. And my mother said, you won't be able to count it. It's like counting the stars in the sky. And then I asked a question about the stars in the sky, and my mother's response in part was that there are more stars in the sky than there are grains of sand on all the beaches on our planet. And I thought, as I grew up, that's crazy. What are you talking about?
Yeah.
And now I know she was right.
Absolutely.
Yeah, absolutely right. So anyway, there's a new planet that was found, a host star that was found, and now they're trying to, the International Astronomical Union is seeking your help to name these 20 new objects that they found this past week. So there's a competition called the Name ExoWorlds Competition. If you're interested, you have to come up with a team, come up with suggested names, and then you, this is part of this. Back to the bottle thing, what you should be doing in classes, junior high school. This might even be a good thing for high school, sixth graders. Submit, come up with names for these planets. Submit written and video proposals. Space Association, whatever it is, the IAU, accepting names through the 1st of November. And then the winners will be announced next March. So you can go to, you just go to the NASA website or the International Astronomical Union. But you can go to NASA and find the pictures and then find how to do that. Isn't that cool?
So cool.
Yeah.
It reminds me of when people used to but you would name a star after somebody. And
yeah, well, they have the Christmas time.
Yeah.
Have a star named after you.
Poster. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bunch of nonsense.
Tells you where to find it in the sky, even though you can't see it without a telescope.
Right, exactly. So, anyway, this is very cool. In a moment, other good science news. Scientists have found a new way to destroy forever chemicals. You know those PFASs?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we thought they wouldn't be destroyable. Now, this is very good news for... This has been something that's been puzzling scientists for a long time, so I'll tell you how that's going to happen and work out in a matter of moments. Right now, here's the result of some other good science. Those of you who have people in your family, perhaps you need a hearing aid, folks in your family that need hearing aids, there are millions of Americans who need hearing aids. And many people are upset because they're expensive, you lose them, and then what happens? Well, there is a way around that, and it's called Lively. The Lively Hearing Aid. You get premium Bluetooth-enabled hearing aids. A lot less money than you'd expect to pay. Advanced hearing aid technology, affordable and convenient. Your hearing aids, the Lively aids, are sent right to your door. If you have any issues, they'll make adjustments 7 days a week. And for 3 years, you'll have a warranty and protection and their help. Doesn't cost anything more. All the people at Lively are great to work with. With Lively hearing aids, you get free shipping. 3 years of follow-up, it's all free, plus a 3-year warranty that covers loss and damage. So this is, you can't lose no matter what here. This is the best offer, and right now through Labor Day, you'll get $300 off your rechargeable hearing aid model. Go to Listen Lively, LISTENLIVELY, listenlively.com. And get the free shipping, as I said, and the free 3-year warranty, all loss, all damage, the same low cost. It's pretty amazing. Uses Bluetooth technology. So go now and get your Listen Lively hearing aid. ListenLively.com. That's the website. ListenLively.com.
Research shows listeners don't like it when ads interrupt their music. So to help you remember that Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance, we made this ad optional. If you want to skip this ad, remove your left earphone. Liberty Mutual customizes home insurance so you only pay for what you need.
If you're missing this informative ad, you must stop wasting your cash.
It's the easy and smart way to save.
Now it's home and set, so whip down your phone without, put it back in your head.
Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too. If you feel symptoms, even if they're mild, you should test fast. Test positive and at high risk for severe COVID-19? Then act fast with authorized oral treatments that can be taken at home and must be taken within 5 days from when symptoms begin. COVID-19 moves fast, and now you can too by asking your healthcare provider if an oral treatment is right for you. Learn about a treatment option at treatcv19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
The hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. All right, so Jay, this has been one of the things that has bothered a lot of people that have been thinking about all the substances that are forever chemicals.
Oh, right.
Synthetic stuff. So this is pretty important. It has puzzled scientists for a long time. These chemicals are used any, you know, there are all kinds of consumer products that have them. And we know the adverse health effects. They just don't break down, at least not until now. Now, even when you burn them, they didn't. You know, the stuff didn't really go away. But the chemical labs at Northwestern University have laid out a couple of common and relatively harmless chemicals they say will destroy the PFASs. One is sodium hydroxide, which is lye. You know, you make soap with lye. And there's another one, dimethyl sulfoxide, which is basically a medication that's used, a natural medication for bladder pain. God knows how they... Who is it that comes into the lab and says, okay, we've got this medication for bladder pain. Let's see if we can use it.
What else is it good for?
Yeah. Right. Isn't that amazing, actually, when you get down to it? That's what I love about science. Even though science changes all the time and people, they hang their hat on it, it's scientific. Science does great things, and it often changes what science has suggested before are the answers to problems. So, anyway, it's pretty simple, looks like. Pretty much a solution, pretty exciting, so good. It's good to know that, yeah, right?
There's some serious outside-the-box thinking, too.
Yeah, exactly. All right, speaking of that, Joe Biden's trying to come up with a way outside the box to get gas prices down even further. There has been a threat from the OPEC countries. We're going to slow down the production, and that'll push gas prices up again. So behind the scenes, the White House says that we don't want... This is not only here in our country, but all around the globe. This is a big problem. And OPEC and the arrogant so-and-sos that run OPEC, most of the Middle Eastern countries, but there are other countries. We belong to OPEC. So what are we going to do? Because this, if it's contained, then the worries that we have, many of us, about inflation going nuts and having a recession, the price of gasoline is really, that's what the indicator is. So let's hope, good wishes to Biden and his crews so they can fix this, hopefully. 21 after the hour.
Tahibo
OT Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
The American Family Farmer Podcast. Many of you have created farmers markets either on your farm or in the community, but the public has become aware of and is frankly using the farmers markets quite intelligently. So now there's a group called the National Farmers Market Coalition, and they have announced for the first time the celebration of Farmers Market Week, August 7th to the 13th.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it's 23 after the hour now on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Here's what you need to know about Dirty Dancing, that hotel that inspired the Dirty Dancing. Was it the whole movie, or was it just that scene?
Yeah, the vacation where they go. Where the
family. Right, exactly. All right, so we're going to tell you what happened to the hotel that hasn't been used for a while. What's going on there after this?
We are excited to introduce our newest advertiser, Manscaped, the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Their products are precision-engineered tools
for your family jewels.
Now, I can already hear many of you wincing or crossing your legs, but we've all been trimming an ouchie wawa. That's why over 6 million men worldwide already trust Manscaped. And now, Manscaped's Performance Package 4.0 has arrived. First, you get the Lawnmower 4.0. This trimmer is the greatest down-there trimmer ever and features a cutting-edge ceramic blade to reduce grooming accidents. It's waterproof and has an LED spotlight for a more precise shave. The Performance Package 4.0 also includes the Weed Whacker nose and ear hair trimmer. Manscaped even threw in two free gifts, the Manscaped Boxers and the Shed Travel Bag. Get with the program and take your grooming to the next level. Get your Manscaped Performance Package 4.0 and take 20% off and get free shipping with the code USARadio at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com and use code USARadio.
Okay, so this building that was used, it was an actual hotel, I think, Jay, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was the inspiration of the screenwriter Eleanor Bergstein, who did Dirty Dancing. This the actual hotel, one of the buildings. The hotel had since been pretty abandoned since what it closed down in 1986 due to financial difficulties. But Dirty Dancing was set in the 60s. And so it kind of makes sense in the Catskills of New York. And the one of the buildings completely consumed by fire.
This is one of those things. When I was a kid growing up, a lot of my Jewish friends went to camp in the summertime, or their families had places in the Catskills. This was a big, and not only around in New England, but New Yorkers go to the Catskills, because there are a lot of great resort hotels up there. And so this is not far from Liberty, New York. The fire department there posted some pictures on Facebook of the hotel. And you got to imagine, you know, in 1980s, it hadn't been open since 86, so it's got to be pretty well run down. A lot of those hotels get torched. And I'm not going to, I'll just sort of speculate. I don't know for a fact, but I'm gonna bet that this was they called it the Borscht Belt, the Catskills. Rocky Marciano used to go up there. Debbie Reynolds used to go up there, and so it's a neat place actually. Mm-hmm. There are a lot of places that are still there that people, you know, go in and enjoy. I don't know why you'd have thought somebody would have done something with this hotel.
Right? Or turned into some kind of museum for dirty dancing. That you always have those super fans who have a lot of money that do different things like this. Yeah. But they, once they got that fire put out, they brought an excavator and knocked the building down.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, it's too bad. But it's one of those things that we all know, right? When you know this, when you hear this, everybody has seen that movie. How many times have you seen it? You've seen it probably more than once.
I can't even begin to think.
Right, exactly. And so we all know.
It's one of those movies that you could say line for line, word for word while you watch.
Yeah. 28 past the hour.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Susan, I'm sorry I'm late. Traffic is terrible.
It sure is. But on top of that, gas prices have been skyrocketing. I can't believe how expensive gas has gotten recently.
Prices at the pump are up, but I never pay full price for gas anymore. I just use the free Upside app that pays you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get paid cash when you buy gas with the Upside app?
Yes, I get real cash back every time I buy gas.
And does that actually add up to anything?
I've made around $200.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the free Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's promo code LUCK. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, to PayPal, or an e-gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code LUCK for a $5 bonus on your first tank. That's code LUCK for a $5 bonus.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exogen.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The daughter of an influential Russian politician, referred to as Putin's brain, was killed in a car bombing on the outskirts of Moscow over the weekend. 29-year-old Daria Dungia was killed when her car exploded Saturday night. 6 months ago this week, Russian President Vladimir Putin ordered tens of thousands of troops into war with Ukraine, a massive invasion on a scale unseen in Europe since the Nazis during World War II. Since then, tens of thousands of people have been killed, millions have fled, and cities have been reduced to rubble by Russia's invasion. And now the topic is a possible bombardment of a nuclear power plant in Ukraine. Congratulations to Kyle Larson winning the NASCAR race in Watkins Glen, New York over the weekend. We are USA Radio News.
This week on RVER, sponsored by Progressive Insurance.
I'm sorry, I can't operate on that vehicle.
But doctor, you took an oath.
That RV, it's my son's RV.
Oh, doctor, isn't there anything you
can... I'm not a miracle worker, Sheila. I'm an RV surgeon, trained to save the lives of large injured recreational vehicles, which is definitely a real profession.
When your RV really needs saving, Progressive has you covered. See if you could save with a leader in RV insurance. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, covered subject to policy terms.
If you want to start the semester strong, Staples has you covered.
A gaming chair for my dorm. I mean, a desk chair for studying.
Staples has you covered.
A better way to organize my stuff instead of using milk crates.
A desk lamp to help me pull all-nighters.
Staples has you covered with remote workspace solutions. And now get 25% off desks, filing and storage solutions, lighting and decor with the purchase of any chair. Explore solutions for your remote workspace at Staples, the working and learning store. Ends 9/24, in-store only.
The partisan Inflation Reduction Act was passed exclusively by Democrats. With less than 1,000 billionaires in America, the Democrats are putting 87,000 more IRS agents in a position to come after your money. Grover Norquist, the president of Americans for Tax Reform, told Newsmax, President Biden is lying again about those making under $400,000 a year, and they won't be financially scrutinized and taxed more.
The bill increases taxes on coal. It increases taxes on crude oil, gasoline. It increases taxes on manufacturing natural gas. How does that ever reduce the cost of living? Manchin approved those three taxes on everyone. There was the Biden lie that he used to get elected. I will never raise taxes on anyone who earns less than $400,000 a year. There is nothing in this bill that reduces inflation, nothing that pretends to reduce inflation. The only honest thing about this bill is when they call it the Inflation Reduction Act, is that's them admitting we've been lying for a year and a half when we said there was no inflation. So we're now going to fix the inflation we spent a year and a half explaining did not exist.
British consumer prices inflation is poised to hit 18%, or nine times that of the Bank of England's target in early 2023. Benjamin Nabarro, an economist at U.S. Citibank, said on Monday in light of the latest jump in energy prices. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Doug Steffens' Good Day Show.
The discovery today of a hero protein has been announced. This is some good news. This is called the Guardians of the Genome.
I like
it. Guardians of the Galaxy. Now we have the Guardians of your genome. The students at Penn State Medical School have found that this RPA works with an ally called the WASP.
It's all kinds of Marvel stuff.
It is.
Right now.
Get the podcast at gooddayshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on the Monday Doug Steffen Good Day program. Jay Kirshner and the Duggar, National Rainbow Baby Days today, Jay. Celebrated each year on this date. Families around the country commemorate the lives of children who have died, celebrating motherhood.
Pregnancy loss or infant loss, and it's one of those things that not enough people were talking about, so it could be very lonely because there was a stigma that went with it, but now people are realizing so many people go through it. One in four.
Why would there have been a stigma?
A miscarriage.
Why do you think there was a stigma attached to it?
once upon a time, there was kind of that, not mentality, but everything had to be alluded as perfect. If something wasn't positive to talk about in a personal sense, people kept it to themselves.
Yeah.
A lot of people once thought that a miscarriage was at the fault of the carrying mother.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, so a lot of people just really didn't discuss it, and now it's a lot more welcoming of a conversation.
So the definition of a rainbow baby is a baby that comes after a mother loses a child. So it would be the second baby, a successful pregnancy and birth after losing a child. Is that really what we're
going to take with this? Yeah, my son Matt is a rainbow baby.
Oh, that's right, too. I remember what happened to you. Yeah. That's why this is close to you then, isn't it? Makes a lot of...
It is, and it's one of those things that... I didn't realize how many people I knew who had suffered miscarriages until I had one myself, and then that's when other people in my life started discussing what they went through. And it also made me sad that a lot of people I knew had to carry that by themselves.
My daughter went through the same thing and took in vitro in order. You didn't have to have in vitro, though, did you?
No,
second
I didn't.
Second time? No, but she did.
Oh, wow, the strength your daughter had to have, because that is very difficult.
Well, it also limits what, at least in her case, she can't have any more children. So it's one and done with her. And I think that that has, you know, well, I guess I don't know. You see, and I have had conversations about it because we really are close when it comes to talking about that sort of thing and most other things. It just, under the circumstances, though, it's got to be a tough, it's got to be a tough experience. Well, let's see if we can get ourselves back into a situation that I have enjoyed with a gentleman for, I don't know, 1993, 1994, when I was on the air at KABC in Los Angeles, into the studio one night. A fellow came with his wares, and the first thing he said to me after he said hello was, "Here, give me your hand." And so I reached out, gave him my hand, and he put radishes in my hand, and then he said, "Close your hand, and we're going to talk about other things." And I did. That was my first experience with one of my lifelong friends, Uri Geller, who has not been on this program for a while, but I'm glad that we've been able to go back to those dangerous days of the good old days and bring Uri in from his museum, which is in the old part of Tel Aviv. Uri is an Israeli, lived a long time, his career in New York and around America and around the world, lived in London for a long time, and now has gone back to Israel and started this museum. So there are lots of things that are going on there. God love you. I'm happy to hear your voice again.
Hey, Dougie, thank you so much for this amazing introduction. Yes, I live in Old Jaffa. That's where my museum is. And I would like to very quickly speak to you about a new and a very interesting item in my life. So let's backtrack. 13 years ago, I bought an island in Scotland. The island is called Scota. I bought it because it's steeped in history, in mythology. The island actually is called Lamb Island, but the reason people say Scotland was named Scotland because they believe 500 years ago an abbot wrote a book who believed that Scota, who was the wife of one of the pharaohs, you know, we're talking about 3,000 years ago,
right,
sailed to North Europe, moored outside my island and buried Egyptian treasure on it. Anyhow, to make a long story short, I owned the island for 13 years, and a few weeks ago, I decided to turn the island into a country, into a micronation. I have now a anthem, I have a constitution, I have a flag, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
We are also planning to create a football team. But what's most important is that you yourself, Doug, and all your listeners can become citizens of my new country for $1. $1 goes to charity. It goes to a charity called Save a Child's Heart. This charity so far saved the lives of 6,000 1,000 children, believe it or not, half of them are Palestinians, from all around the world, from America, from Africa, from China, from Japan. So when you become a citizen, you can print out your certificate. It'll come up with your name, and it only costs a dollar. So that $1 will help a sick child for an open heart surgery. That's my story, Doug. What do you think?
All right. Wait a minute. I think there's a trip here. I think you and I should take a trip to Scotland and then go over to this island. I'm looking at a picture of it right now because it's been in all of the newspapers, certainly in Europe. Buy a piece of the island and help out. These ideas that you come up with are always fabulous. But this is, I think we need to take a trip there. How about we go and spend a weekend with. There's nothing actually on the island, right? There are no houses or anything on the island.
No, you cannot live on the island, but when I bought the island, obviously I had to spend the night there. Now, the island is actually a bird sanctuary. Yeah. When I bought the island, I became the owner of 150,000 seagulls and 50,000 puffins.
Uh-huh.
So they actually hatch their eggs there. So, but yes, you and I can climb on the island. It's not
right.
easy,
Let's
but it's an amazing, amazing place. And you and I, we are going to do this together.
All right. Before you go, I want to talk about something else that has happened recently with you. A lot of focus on aliens. You have been very forthright. You've talked about this all through your career, but you've been more focused on it, making contact with us. And you, I think one of the more recent things I saw was you explaining and exclaiming that there have been aliens here for thousands of years. And we just, you know, they're like us. Maybe you and I are both aliens. How do we know?
Hey, that's I love that, because sometimes I'm being called an alien, and I like you say, who knows? But
yeah.
Look, you can find carvings and etchings on stone inside our caves, on rocks, all around the world. You can see ancient astronauts, you can see UFOs, unexplicable and unexplainable etchings and carvings. The pyramids and other Easter Islands and other places of like the seven or eight wonders of the world, still we cannot explain how Stonehenge was built 8,000 years ago. There
right.
must have been some type of an energy force that we learned from aliens. But Edgar Mitchell, Captain Edgar Mitchell, who was the sixth man to walk on the moon, he told me that he's seen UFOs. And just recently, as you know, the Pentagon released footage from cockpits of American fighter pilots.
Right.
And you can hear them saying, oh my gosh, what is this? Unbelievable. So we'll speak about it another time when we have more time to speak about aliens, okay?
Yeah, I want to talk about what NASA's doing with some of the new space shots, the Webb telescope and that sort of thing, and how it feels, sort of folds into what you've been saying for a long time. For those of you who don't remember, Uri Geller, probably best known for his being the world's most famous spoon bender. Mind control and motivation is what he's all about. Check out Uri Geller Museum. URIGELER, and all of the books and stuff that he's written over the years. You can find out about them as well. They're on Amazon at urigeller.com. There's a fascinating overview of what this man has done with his career to help so many people. All right, Uri, we'll talk again next week. Take good care. Uri
okay.
Geller here on the Doug Stephan Good Day program. 44 past the hour with Jay and Doug and the Thunderstorm Air Purifier. This is the way for you to protect yourself, your family. You will never, ever, 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 ever have to breathe dirty air again. This new air purifier had no filters in it. I plugged it in to get rid of the smell of the fish that I cooked. Jay's laughing at me cooking the fish and smelling
well,
the fish.
I know that smell. I've
yeah.
been there with that specific smell, and it
right.
hangs around.
Well, a lot of times I used to, if the kids were around, I wouldn't bother. It doesn't bother me any. But there would be a spray can that would come out and you'd, you know, spray. But all that does is mask the odor. It doesn't get rid of it. So you want to, and you don't need chemicals and that sort of thing floating around in the air. What you want is to eliminate these smells for good. Thunderstorm helps people with allergies. The Thunderstorm, what a great name, because what that does is conjure up the idea of after a big storm, how fresh and clear and pure the air is. And that's what happens when you use the proven Oxy technology that will destroy viruses, odors, mold, and more. There have been 250,000 of these thunderstorms sold in the U.S. So if you don't want to breathe dirty air, you don't want to have any complications, go to EdenPureDeals.com. That's my suggestion, strong suggestion. EdenPureDeals, all one word, Eden, E-D-E-N, EdenPureDeals.com. Use the discount code Doug3 and you'll save $200. You get three Thunderstorm air purifiers for under $200. It's a godsend. It really is. By the way, shipping is free when you use the discount code Doug3. Save all that money and get much cleaner air. You'll love it. EdenPureDeals.com.
Doug. Chances are you're jamming in your car right now. And since Liberty Mutual customizes car insurance, so you only pay for what you need, Limu and I are going to show you some safe car dance moves. Hit it. Everybody, check your blind spots real quick. Now hands on the wheel. Put them 10 in 2 and move your head like a bird do. Only pay for what you need at LibertyMutual.com.
Liberty, 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 Liberty.
I wanted to know why some people who get COVID-19 get it so bad. I found out it may be because they have a high risk factor, such as heart disease, diabetes, being overweight, smoking, and asthma. Even if symptoms feel mild, these factors can increase your risk of COVID-19 turning severe. So if you're at high risk and test positive, there are things you can do, like asking your healthcare provider if an authorized oral treatment is right for you. Learn about an option at treatcovid19.com. This message is sponsored by Pfizer.
If this were a Reese's TV ad, you'd be staring at a Reese's peanut butter cup. And sure, my voice is peanut buttery smooth, but still, you need to see the peanut butter cups, right? No? I can really just say Reese's and you'll go get some? Okay. Reese's. 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 Really working, actually. Reese's. Reese's. This, I'm on to something. Reese's. Reese's. Reese's.
I thought learning a language would be too much work, but Babbel makes learning fun. J'aime Babbel.
Babbel's lessons only take 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks you can actually speak another language. Como si fuera magia.
Babbel isn't robots talking. You learn words and phrases from real native speakers. I was ready for real-life conversations in just a few weeks. So easy.
Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
All right, with Uri here, it made me think he mentioned Stonehenge. The Spanish version of Stonehenge. There are these across England. There's a whole string of things that start with Stonehenge, but they're circular stones that no one really can explain how they got there. So the one in Spain has surfaced because of the water shortage and the brutal summer there, Jay.
Yeah.
A lot of people that live in rural Spain are seeing really, I mean, their farming problems the same as ours. But anyway, Spanish Stonehenge goes back 5,000 years, has been exposed, and has been underwater, but now it's exposed. Wow.
Yeah, it's like these receding water lines are just exposing all kinds of things. We're finding, what, underground cities?
Yes.
And Spanish Stonehenge.
Yeah, I think this would be the whole fact, and as Uri again alluded to, Stonehenge was, there are a lot of theories about how all of these were built. People bringing the stone up from the coast, hauled up by horses and all of that sort of thing. But there's one thing that remains true. They are fascinating to look at and understand what they're all about visibly. It's 10 before the hour.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
When the night has come,
Ben E. King,
and the land is dark.
One of his signature songs. He was the original lead singer of the Drifters, and then he went out on his own, and this was the first song he recorded on his own and became a huge hit. And also is standby music for the movie Stand By Me, which is a creepy, horrible,
No, it's not.
It's a great movie.
Okay, we play that song because Stand By Me, which is directed by Rob Reiner, came out this day in movie history, 1985. It's sort of interesting, a late August release that became a very big box office hit, very character-driven. Now, it was based on a short story, they call it a novella, by Stephen King, and it's interesting because a few of his short stories actually became great movies, Stand By Me being one of them, Shawshank Redemption, which is an iconic movie, The Green Mile, which is a terrific movie, and even The Running Man was based on a short story, which I think is a very entertaining, thought-provoking film with Arnold Schwarzenegger back in the 1990s. But Stand By Me was character-driven, had a really good cast of child actors, Corey Feldman, River Phoenix, the late River Phoenix, Jerry O'Connell, and Will Wheaton, and either Keith Sutherland was in that movie also. Very, very good movie directed by Rob Reiner, one of his best.
Yep. All right, so we remember that. Grease also in the memory circle because it came back to theaters this last weekend in honor of Olivia Newton-John.
Yeah, I wanted to go see it. I'm involved in. I watched part of it. Yeah, I mean, the DCP remaster of that movie looks great on the big screen. I got to be honest, like when I was I watched like a half hour. So I'm sitting in the back, and I'm watching it. I'm watching her, and it's sort of hard to believe.
Yeah.
That's not on Earth anymore when I'm watching Olivia Newton-John. Because, yeah, I mean, that's one thing about movies, or a picture, photograph, whatever, they capture a person at the time and place, and obviously it captured her when they made that movie in 1978. But a terrific film, really is a very entertaining movie.
Yeah, it's very sweet and nice. All right, so box office totals over the weekend. What's the scoop?
Interesting. This animated movie, Dragon Superhero, which I guess is in a Japanese animated movie. This product has popularity here. It did $20 million in business, place one. Beast, which is man versus nature, Isla Alba against a mountain lion, $11.6 million. Not great, not bad, it's okay. Bullet Train, place third, $8 million, $69 million in 3 weeks. Top Gun Maverick continues to have incredible whole week after week, $5.9, $683 million in 13 weeks. That is an incredible number. And DC Super Pets with Dwayne Johnson is the voice of a dog, $5.8, $67 million in 4 weeks. I would say that is a so-so box
so-so
office. Yeah, some other bit of movie news. It was announced that Paramount's going to do a spin-off movie of Ferris Bueller's Day Off, which came out in 1984. That was a very big hit. And ABC is going to reboot Ollie McBeal and hopefully bring back Calista Flockhart as a supporting character, not the main character.
Hmm.
I was a big fan of that show. David E. Kelly wrote and produced the original
Fox,
I think, for 5 seasons. She was awesome on that show.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that plays out.
Jonah Hill says he's not going to promote any of his projects so he can prioritize his mental health.
Well, he says he has severe anxiety when he does promote. Listen, I'm assuming there's a lot of performers in the industry have severe anxiety going on talk shows and doing live feeds. So I guess he has a severe problem.
Does that make him a better actor? Does that make actors better actors, do you think, when you look at all look at it where Baldwin's been everywhere the past couple of weeks talking about losing 5 movies because of what happened on the set of Rust and other things related to Rust, and now one wonders, are they going to go back to it and produce Rust?
I almost say 100% no to that story. Listen, the reality is, in an age of social media, Alec Baldwin is going to have issues probably for the next couple of years. I said this on the air before. I don't think Alec Baldwin woke up in the morning looking to hurt anybody. I think whatever happened, unfortunately, we live in a culture where people just want to, you know, pounce on you because there's a lot of immaturity in the way people think. And they just want to hammer people. That goes for anybody in that instance.
Pretty unfair.
It is unfair. I think it is unfair. But unfortunately, something really bad happened on that set. Somebody was killed. I believe it was an accident, and it's bad.
59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world, and that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth.
24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.